Blackstone Audio presents Napoleon Bonaparte, England's Prisoner, by Frank Giles. Introduction. At the end of the day on May 5th, the anniversary of Napoleon's death in 1821, a person standing in the Place de la Concorde and looking up towards the Arc de Triomphe, nearly 2 miles away, may observe the sun setting exactly in the middle of the arch, or so it is said. Whether true or not, the fact that such a story should exist indicates the power of the Napoleonic legend. I myself am not an enthusiastic Napoleonist, indeed, not a Napoleonist at all. In my view, despite his superlative talents, his extraordinary career, and his real achievements, he did more harm than good to France and to Europe. But many people from all over the world would not agree. They would disagree principally, I contend, because of what they have imbibed of the Napoleonic legend. That elaborate and extensive reworking of history to which Napoleon, with unflagging zeal, devoted himself while living out his years of captivity at St. Helena. The message that reached the world, multiplied and magnified by poets and historians, took root, for obvious reasons, most profoundly in France, but it affected other cultures as well, including up to a point our own British view of Napoleon, alive and dead. In essence, the legend pretended, in the French sense of the word meaning claimed, that if it had not been for the reactionary monarchs of Europe and the envy of England, Napoleon would have emerged as the architect of a federation of free European peoples of which the nucleus and inspiration would have been enlightened and